Chapter 18. Drop Sight.
When the traitor's hand strikes, it strikes with the strength of a legion.
War Master Horus, after the Istvan V massacre. Istvan V, during the Great Crusade. Clouds roiled across the sky, presaging a storm to come. They were a mix of deep red and umber, turned that way by the planetary bombardment unleashed from warships at anchor in the upper atmosphere, and so thick they clung to the vessels ploughing through them at speed in billowing streamers. Thrusters blazing, the combined loyalist force led by Ferus Manus surged through the fog, bent on retribution. The Gorgon's drop pod joined thousands of others, just as Vulcan's Stormbird flew at the spear tip of a vast flock of vessels. Seconds after the first dropship pierced the cloud layer, batteries of emplaced guns erupted across meters of earthworks dug along the Urgal Depression. Flak fire filled the sky like upwards pouring rain, chewing through wing and fuselage, detonating arrow-headed cocoons of metal and spilling their lethal payloads into the air. It barely dented the assault, and when the Imperial Loyalists finally made planetfall, over 40,000 legionaries tramped out upon the scorched earth. Numion sat, mag-harnessed in the Stormbird, trying to track the unfolding carnage. His battle helm was firmly clamped, and he cycled through the various force commanders in his retinal display as the ship bucked and shuddered with its evasive actions. A close impact prompted a rapid course correction, and he felt the sudden exertion of gravity as they pitched. Unperturbed, the captain of the Pyre Guard kept working through the salamander officers, committing their positions and statuses to his eidetic memory.
Haikatan, 14th Company, Fireborn. Gravius, 5th Company, Fireborn. Kagosi, 21st Company, Pyroclasts. Eusebius, 33rd Company, Fireborn. Chrysan, 40th Company, Infernus. Nemator, 15th Company, Reconnaissance. Ralstan, 1st Company, Fire Drakes. Gaurak, 4th Cohort, Contemptors.
Chapter Masters, First Captains, Lieutenant Commanders, Company Captains. It went on. More than 100 names and faces scrolled across Numion's vision as he sought to follow the ever-shifting engagement. Thus far, they'd only lost a dozen ships and 8 drop pods. In his mind's eye, formations adapted, battle plans subtly altered, all to accommodate the violent landscape that was steadily unfolding above and below. The Stormbird they rode in was a Warhawk 4. It could carry up to 60 legionaries and also had some capacity for transporting armor. During the apex of the Great Crusade, the Stormbird had been as ubiquitous as the stars in the night sky, but its favor was fading. This one was an antique, having been usurped by the smaller and more agile Thunderhawk. Numion liked the solidity of the Warhawk 4, just as he liked the fact he was harbored alongside 50 pyroclasts, led by Lieutenant Vortan. With chain face masks that hung below the eye slits of their battle helms and long surcoats of drake scale, they cut a stern figure in the hold. Unlike assault troopers of the line, pyroclasts each wore a pair of flame gauntlets slaved to a reservoir of promethium contained in canisters attached to their armor's generator. Few warriors were as unyielding as vengeful. In the old Latinate, their name literally meant break with fire. On the Istvan killing fields, that was exactly what they would do. Numion could feel their hunger. The flame troopers were eager for battle. In contrast, the Pyre Guard were still and calm, like their lord. Vulcan's eyes were closed, the retinal lenses of his helmet extinguished, as he meditated on what was to come. Numion was reminded of their conversation aboard the Fireforge just moments before they had gone to the muster deck and the Primarch had addressed his warriors. His words were brief but poignant. They spoke of brotherhood and loyalty. They also referenced betrayal and a fight the Legion had not seen the equal of since the earliest days of its formation. They would be entering a caldera in the midst of violent eruption, and none amongst them would emerge from that unscathed. Alert sirens screamed into activity, strobing the inside of the dingy hold in amber light.
1 minute to planetfall,
the pilot's voice issued through the vox. Of their initial complement, only 15 ships and 11 drop pods would not make the surface intact. Nigh on full Legion strength would be leveled against Horus and his rebels. The salamanders would hit along the left flank, the Raven Guard the right, and Ferris Manus with his Morlocks dead center. In Numion's retinal display, the roll call of salamander officers was replaced by a data feed from the other two legions, which he relayed at once to Vulcan.
19th and 10th confirm assault vectors and imminent planetfall, Numion said.
Any word from the other four legions? Asked the Primarch.
He referred to the Word-Bearers, Iron Warriors, Alpha Legion, and Nightlords. Since Karatan, relations with the Eighth had been strained, but Numion would rather have them fighting with and not against them. These legions, led by their Primarchs, would form a second wave to relieve those making first planetfall. According to their last communications, which were well before the commencement of planetary bombardment, the other Legion fleets were inbound. Without them, the scales were evenly balanced between Horus and the Loyalists. With them, it would be a massacre for the errant Warmaster and his rebels.
None, my lord.
Any response to that from Vulcan was cut off as a second alert sounded, higher pitched than the first.
30 seconds.
Prepare yourselves,
the Primarch growled, opening his eyes at last. Across the hold, power weapons energized, bolter slides were racked, and igniters at the mouths of flame gauntlets lit up in whooshing unison. Screaming retrothrusters kicked in, jolting the Stormbird hard. Mag harnesses disengaged, but the legionaries stayed steady, locked to the floor with their boots.
Eye to eye!
Vulcan shouted as the ship touched down hard and hot.
Tooth to tooth!
The salamanders roared as one as the embarkation ramp opened to admit them onto Istvan.